WTAW News Time at 7:05. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Like the city of Bryan, Brazos County officials are waiting for a report in May about the progress of a multi-million-dollar manufacturing plant that appears to be closed. County Judge Dwayne Peters hopes for the best for Gundler Foods, but they're also responsible for meeting a variety of requirements.
Once RVP does the study, and they will have to provide that information to us. If they don't qualify, then I don't want to answer for the whole court, but I would not be supportive of giving a tax abatement if they didn't do what they were supposed to do.
Those requirements include paying property taxes, which was done according to the tax office website. There's been no response to requests for comment from Gundler officials. The Blinn College Board of Trustees is looking at a portion of a former College Station manufacturing building to create classroom space for the next 2 to 4 years. The president of the Brazos County campuses, Sylvia McMullen, says there will be a 60-day feasibility study with the owners of the former Westinghouse plant located across the freeway from Central Park.
That determination has not been made as to whether or not there would be a lease or a purchase for that facility. That 71,000 square feet exists in the back portion of the building as it is now.
McMullen says the goal is to start classes in the 2015 fall semester. Trustees and administrators continue working on addressing long-term space issues. Today's College Station City Council meeting includes a proposal to get tougher on door-to-door salespeople and other solicitors.
The council's being asked to add requirements and restrictions, including for-profit solicitors to register through the police department and wear a badge proving city certification. Hours would be limited from 9 a.m. until 30 minutes after sunset, except for federal holidays. The ordinance would add a section addressing aggressive solicitation, defined as approaching or following pedestrians, repetitive soliciting despite refusals, the use of abusive or profane language to cause fear or intimidation, unwanted physical contact, or intentional blocking of pedestrian or vehicular traffic. Aggressive solicitation could also take place at or near 12 public or private areas. A copy of the proposals online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The latest visit to Brazos County District Court for a College Station man resulted in a jury conviction and an 8-year prison sentence. Court records indicate 30-year-old Johnny Gooden has had 23 criminal cases dating back to 2003. This week, he was found guilty of assaulting a Bryan police officer, one of several who attempted to restrain Gooden outside the BTU office in April of last year. That's after a witness saw him trying to enter several parked cars. Gooden was also picked up last August at a Chase Bank in Bryan after he told tellers he was an adopted son of Michelle Obama and wanted access to her account. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 63 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirnemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirnemann Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirnemann Flooring today.
Zwirnemann Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Imagine this, surgery that results in a single scar hidden in the belly button. Less pain and, for many patients, less time away from family, friends, and life. It's real with single-incision robot-assisted surgery, and it's available close by at College Station Medical Center. Their surgeons are trained in a variety of robot-assisted procedures, and they're ready to help you experience the benefits of this breakthrough technology. Learn more at csmedcenter.com/robotic surgery.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like First Victoria Bank, Tom Light Chevrolet, Chamois Car Wash, The Sleep Station, and C&J Barbecue. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
About 6:10, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Thunderstorms are likely today, about a 60% chance of those, and winds kind of gusty. 15 to 20, maybe gusts up to 25 miles an hour. So 75 to 60% chance of shower. 65 tonight. Now, tomorrow, a little chance of showers, about 30% hanging around. 83 will bear a high. And then sunshine on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with high temperatures, mid-70s, maybe a little bit better than that. Right now, humidity's 87%, and we've got 63 out there and in sports.
In sports, we are looking at Pro Day for Johnny Manziel. Also, spring practice number 10 from yesterday. A set time for A&M women's basketball in the Sweet 16, and Northwestern is ruffling feathers with the National Labor Relations Board and a union for student-athletes. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you about 7:50.
Yeah, it's a regional guy for NLRB who's saying, sure, the students can go ahead and unionize if they want to. Sure. And it's interesting because it's Northwestern, which would be somewhat akin to if Rice decided to do it down here.
Yeah, they have a lot of smart kids.
Yeah, they do. And
Well, they said it would end up making them employees instead of student-athletes.
Yeah.
So very different way to treat them then.
It is. And, you know, my thought is the way to level the playing field, so to speak, like that. Just tell them, well, that's fine, okay. You get to pay for your education. See how they like that.
Regular drug testing.
Now, I heard something very...
Now, wait a minute now. Okay.
They do that anyway.
Go ahead.
I heard something very interesting about that, and it was that someone had brought up, if you got a choral scholarship to, say, A&M,
okay,
and were invited to sing at Madison Square Garden because you were that good,
okay,
they could pay you $5,000 to go do that.
Okay.
If you're an athlete, you can't do that.
They can't have
a job.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the pitches on this is that they're saying, you know, it may not necessarily make them employees, but it will at least allow them to sell their own brand.
Yeah. Look, again, you pay them. It's fine. Just pay them.
I like the idea of allowing the brand to be sold. You know, if Johnny Manziel's selling 1,000 number two jerseys and he gets that money, then that's his money.
Yeah, sure. Well, it's it teaches the American free enterprise system. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
You want to make more money? Make more touchdowns.
Right. Well, you know.
I'm serious.
Sure, I understand. But wait a minute, Kevin. How about that player who doesn't get a chance to go on the field?
Then he don't get no money.
No, that's not right.
It is.
You can't do that. We need to let everybody be able to participate.
No, nine, yet, neat.
Everybody,
no.
Everybody gets a green ribbon.
No.
Just saying. All right, we'll see. All right, you want to talk about power and influence? I mean, doesn't matter. It could be on the city level, county level, state level, whatever. Power and influence among officials is something that is quite often seen. But how about on the national level? How about to the point that male university students in North Korea now are required to have the same haircut as Kim Jong-un?
It's a bad haircut.
Well, and it's a bad haircut.
Of all the haircuts, come on.
On top of that, according to the BBC's news blog, the state-sanctioned guidelines were introduced in the Capitol about 2 weeks ago, and it's now been rolled out across the country, although some people have expressed reservations about getting the look. Well, yeah, they'll just cut your head off then. You don't have to worry about that. They'll just make you disappear. The reason, one North Korean now living in China told the Korea Times that the look is actually unpopular at home because people think it resembles Chinese smugglers. Until the mid-2000s, we called it the Chinese smuggler haircut. Apparently, North Korea has been monitoring and issuing edicts over the citizens' haircuts for some time. Women are reported to only be allowed to choose one of 18 state-sanctioned hairstyles. So they have the hair police. For men who are not university students, they have a choice of 10 haircuts. North Korea's state TV has even launched a campaign against long hair called Let Us Trim Your Hair in Accordance with the Socialist Lifestyle, which is really catchy. Man, now that is a catchy, catchy phrase.
Probably sounds a lot better in Korean.
Yeah, maybe it does. It may have
that's who I want doing my campaign.
Sure, a little sing-songy thing to it. North Korea's late leader, Kim Jong-il, who ruled for 17 years before his son took over, had a bouffant style. If you remember, he did the Elvis comb back thing, which was pretty cool looking, you know, it's just, I'm saying.
It's where he hid all the military secrets.
Yeah, exactly, stuffed in there. Speaking of Elvis, I did watch that Bavaria beer commercial.
And?
Worth it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe I didn't.
Well, the thing, you know, what I was doing is I was featuring them as looking like we remember them. But
oh,
it's
not so much.
They're all
They've
aged. Yeah, they're all aged. And that's because, you know, Elvis never had a big gut before he was dead. Oh, never mind.
No.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm for paying the student athletes because the schools make so much money off them. But this opens up a whole new can of worms, especially when it's just private schools, because that's going to give them an advantage over recruiting. But the other side of it, too, that really needs to be discussed is it's going to drive up the cost of tuition at all those schools.
Yeah.
Because the schools aren't going to take the hit for it.
Oh, no, you're right. Thanks. Well, it could be ticket prices.
I was going to say, you're going to spend, you know, student tickets are going to be $60.
Yeah, ticket prices would go up. Well, again, now, the thing is, though, hate to sound socialist, but ability to pay needs to be factored into this as well, and the alumni sitting on the other side probably can afford better to have a ticket increase that would be greater than the one for the students, so we'll see. Of course, the Aggies have a lot of students who, you know, come to the ball games. Not going to happen. Anyway. So there you go.
You avoid all this by just letting them market them themselves.
Yeah, well, that's a...
Problem solved.
Well, but then who's going to keep count of that? Who has to do that? I mean, doesn't somebody need to have some sort of an accounting for that? I don't know that... Yeah.
Slickery.
Well, it is, because then you go, okay, you come to this school and we'll give you 9% of whatever that is. Somebody else says 17%. Then you get into a bidding war. And then eventually, just the rich schools have the really good players. See what I'm saying?
And those become the football academies that I kind of stepped on earlier.
So we'll have four, you know, we'll have four really big schools.
Yeah, that'd be the SEC and then a couple.
All of them. It wouldn't be Mississippi. Wouldn't be Mississippi State. I mean, they can't do that. Now, you know, your Tennessees and your LSUs, and surprisingly, I think South Carolina too has got some.
Oh yeah.
So anyhow, we'll see, and Florida does too. But enough of that. So a couple of interesting things having to do with your fast food restaurants. Wait, there are people calling. Yes?
They're students, first and foremost.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Yes, they have the right to leave if they don't like it, just like the Hobby Lobby folks. Go somewhere else.
Yeah, okay, all right, that's fine. But they're not students first. Hello?
Yeah, the way you just described it, isn't that how the free enterprise system works?
Well, it is. Yes, it is. I mean, we're talking the free enterprise system. You're exactly right. Hello?
Okay, so back to the sports question. What does the offensive line get if Johnny's scoring all the touchdowns?
Yeah. Okay, sure. No, right, thanks. No, you're right.
Well, that happens in NFL, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, you look at the sliding, exactly, and Jokel would have made a fortune because he was the left tackle protecting Manziel's back.
Yeah, but see.
And he'd have made more than the right tackle would have, and that's fair.
But they're going, okay, look how many knockdown blocks I had. I need to be, then you get into negotiation, and then you got to sit down and watch films to figure out exactly how much that should be.
But if they're paid for an appearance and Luke Jokel gets called to do more appearances, and so does Manziel, than anybody else, that's where they get the dough.
Well, or you do a position cap. I'm not sure. Something like that. You know, position floor and a position cap. I mean, I could see where you could tweak the system. But no, the other caller there in that batch is right. It is the free enterprise system. I'm not against that at all. It's just a lot of money that the folks aren't going to want to share.
Oh, no, that's where it's going to stop. The NCAA will not make less money. They just won't.
No, they wouldn't have that at all. Hello?
Good morning. If they are going to be paid, they'll also enter into the income tax system a little bit faster.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you'll have competition between those states that do and don't have a state income tax.
Oh, yeah. Well, sure. Thanks. In professional sports, that happens. Certainly, Texas ends up being a very good position for people to be in. People don't want to be in Canada. They'd rather be in the United
States. That's why boxers box in Las Vegas and not Madison Square Garden because of the tax.
Yeah, one thing we have to think about is unions and their seniority rules. Can you imagine a 300-pound senior center wants to be the quarterback?
Oh, I like that. Thank you.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. Hello.
Well, one thing that nobody's talking about is how would this affect women's sports, where you have a requirement that you have X number of scholarships for both sexes?
Interesting. The title. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd heard Title IX.
Title IX rears its head. Yeah. Well, that's
because A&M football funds a vast majority of A&M sports in general.
And do we really want to entertain the possibility of a college football strike? That would just ruin my year.
Well, and that's the thing is, obviously, in our community, college football is very important. It's hard for really anything in the pro world to resonate here because, first and foremost, we want success on the college level. Hello?
Offer them some sort of a government-subsidized health care to play.
Yeah.
We'll sign you up. Twice.
Yeah, the deadline will come up soon. Well, no, it would be. That'd be, well, you know, aside from the occupational situation, they're great because they're young and they're healthy. We need young, healthy yeah. people. That's the whole idea. We need to fund this whole Obama thing with young, healthy people. So right on. That'd work. Make you sign up before you even go to college, whether you're a football player or not.
Oh!
Look out now.
We may have something going here. Yeah,
we've just fixed the world's problems in 5 minutes.
That's outstanding. All right, 720. Here we go. An 18-year-old from Norway now has a McDonald's receipt tattooed on his right arm.
Oh, I saw that.
Some guy whose name I don't even care to try to pronounce because all those letters are screwed up, said that his friends wanted to punish him for being too active with ladies. Translation, I don't know what that means. Yeah, anyway. It is entirely unclear what that meant, but his friends gave him the option of getting a Barbie tattooed on his butt or a fast food purchase on his arm. What do? You bully somebody into getting a tattoo?
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about here?
Works. And anyway, who's paying for it?
Yeah, and he did. I mean, it's a multi. I haven't got a picture of it. I mean, it's got the arches on the top and then all the little stuff that they'd say, and then it looks like about 10 items, and then the final, and have a nice day or whatever.
Does it have the cashier's name?
You know, I can't tell because again, it's
I saw that picture. It was it's a good receipt,
it is, and that's good. It is. That's outstanding.
But a terrible idea.
And then, Ronald McDonald loves Taco Bell's breakfasts. That's what Taco Bell is saying in its campaign, introducing its biggest menu rollout ever. The Mexican food chain located a slew of actual Ronald McDonald's guys named Ronald McDonald got them to appear in their new ads for their breakfast launch, proclaiming their love for Taco Bell's new breakfast menu. I mean, this is
brilliant.
It is brilliant. This is brilliant.
I'm on their website right now. They've got their five featured images all have Ronald McDonald's.
Yeah, they do.
New York, Valencia, California.
It's outstanding. And he says, my name is Ronald McDonald, and I love the Taco Bell such and such. And they start talking about the waffle taco or something. That's brilliant marketing.
If you type in McDonald's tattoo.
Yeah.
Be afraid,
yeah,
because
I've
one.
I've moved on. No, forget that. The TV spots feature Ronald McDonald's, and it will likely air in the next 4 weeks. So look for that. That's that is brilliant.
Oh, it's awesome.
Genius. 722. 722.
Howdy, this is Levi Douglas. Are you looking for a new truck? Right now at Douglas Nissan, get $7,000 off MSRP on any new 2014 Titan SV with value truck. Check out the full-size power and standout design of Titan and get $7,000 off MSRP. But hurry in before this deal is gone here at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 and College Station.
Offer includes $2,500 Nissan customer cash plus $500 NMAC cash plus $1,350 Nissan customer bonus cash. Must finance with NMAC 6 at this price. Model code 36314.
Let's hit the road.
Let's go.
It's that time of the year again. Time to get out of the house and hit the road with a brand new camper from RV Station in Bryan. Spring markdowns are incredible. How big is this sale?
It is magnormous.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
It's the best prices of the year on the best brands in the country.
Brands like Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, and Raptor. You know, the good stuff. The brands are incredible. The prices are incredible. And right now at RV Station in Bryan, the selection is better than ever. Get out of the house and get a brand new 2014 Canyon Cat, just $99.95. How about a Jayco J-Flight Swift 264BH, just $139 a month?
$139
a month.
Let's go!
As always, you get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Get to RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA, online, rvstationonline.com. Canyon Cat stock number 2394, Jayco stock number 2691, sale price $15,750, 10% down, 5.99 APR, 144 months WAC.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 724. A convict who served 15 years in prison picked up right where he left off. Chris Miller spent the last 15 years in the Hooskow for robbing a shoe store near the Jersey Shore. So last Friday, he's released. Saturday, took the bus to the same store and robbed it again.
Now why?
Same day.
You know, well, and the thing is, he's been gone for 15 years. Did they not remodel? I mean, does he walk in looking for the cash register? Is it still where it always was? I mean, what did he go there knowing he was going to rob him, or he walked in and went, nothing's changed. I don't know how this works.
Was anyway. Al Bundy working there?
Yeah. $389 in the cell phones of two workers who were in the store at the time. Police found him a few blocks away. One officer says, I have no idea what he was thinking. It's almost as if you went to a bank and said you wanted to access Michelle Obama's accounts because you're her.
Almost.
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 That was awesome.
Well, I wanted to just be there for that.
Yeah, that's
Could I just be there for that? Just to hear that being said.
I want to be the one behind the counter going, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, huh?
The answer would be no.
Sure, let me press this button and access right here.
You go ahead and tell me what her mother's maiden name is, then we can do that. Yeah, all right. Okay, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 75 for a high temperature today. Got a 60% chance of some thunderstorms. And winds may be gusting up to about 25 miles an hour. Storms probably after noon. 65 for our low temperature tonight with a 20% chance of showers. 30% chance of some rain tomorrow with a very nice high of 83. Then for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we'll be in the middle 70s, it looks like, with lots of sunshine out there. Winds out of the south at 20 right now, 90% relative humidity. Overcast skies, and we're still sitting at 63.
Aggie-owned and operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
The 30th Annual Wine and Roses Festival at Messina Hop is Saturday, April 26th from 2 to 8 p.m. Taste wine, stomp grapes, enjoy live music, and more. Entrance to the festival is free. Visit MessinaHop.com today. Call 778-WINE.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Jane Delgado, president of the National Alliance for Hispanic Health, is worried. Hispanics are not at the table. They're not enrolling in Obamacare in great enough numbers. The Brookings Institution, the liberal think tank, is worried. Mark McClellan, their health policy expert, says the enrollment rate for Hispanic Americans seems to be very low, and I'd be really concerned about that. It's a large population that has a lot to gain, but they don't seem to be taking advantage. And the regime is worried. Obama told an Hispanic town hall audience, "You don't punish me by not signing up for health care. You're punishing yourself or your family." And then Obama went on Univision Radio and warned, "The problem is, if you get in an accident, if you get sick or somebody in your family gets sick, you could end up being bankrupt." So why aren't Hispanics signing up? Why are they saying no gracias to gringo Obama? Well, the AP gives four reasons. There aren't enough in-person helpers to help sign people up. The Spanish website has clunky translations and had technical issues. It's the Republicans' fault, of course. They didn't expand Medicaid in enough states. And finally, there is fear that signing up for Obamacare will bring unwanted scrutiny from the immigration authorities. But that doesn't make sense. Illegal immigrants wouldn't sign up for Obamacare. They're not allowed. It'd be against the law. Everybody knows that, right?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
During tax season, LifeLock reminds us that identity thieves know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Case in point, Treasury Department announced that an ex-IRS employee used taxpayers' personal information to file multiple fraudulent returns, stealing more than $300,000 from taxpayers like you and me. Last year alone, identity thieves stole over $3 billion with fraudulent returns. So if you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Protection. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details. and a special 10% discount. Or call them and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today 776-ANCO or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Additional classroom space for Blinn College may be located across the freeway from Central Park in College Station. Negotiations will take place over the next 60 days, according to the president of the Brazos County campuses, Sylvia McMullen, for 70,000 square feet from the former Westinghouse manufacturing plant.
The reason that it is actually very appealing to us is that it has an almost immediacy in terms of building out classrooms that we could make available on a very quick basis sometime in 2015. It has been refurbished by the current owner to have a new roof and new air conditioning system.
No decision has been made whether to purchase or lease the space, which takes up 40% of the building. McMullen says this would accommodate classrooms for a 2 to 4 year period while they continue exploring a long-term solution to continued enrollment growth. The College Station City Council has been asked to add new positions.
This evening's council agenda includes a variety of budget amendments, among them restoring one of 27 full and part-time positions that were eliminated 3 years ago. That's someone involved in economic development, which would make two people assisting the city manager in that area. A reorganization of the fire department means paying for another firefighter and giving raises to two who are named assistant chiefs and a third named fire marshal. Also proposed, adding a position in the public communications department dedicated to producing marketing materials to increase tourism in College Station. Funding will come from the hotel occupancy tax. The hotel tax also slated to cover the city's share of moving the Convention and Visitors Bureau to a new location on University. The move is due to the city selling the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center, where the CVB is called home. College Station's portion of the moving expense, $46,000, which covers, among other things, storage, new signage, and new stationery. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It won't be until May when Brazos County and the City of Bryan receive an update regarding the status of whether a new manufacturer qualifies for economic development incentives. One hurdle for Gundler Foods with the county has been cleared. According to the tax office website, property taxes have been paid. County Judge Dwayne Peters says that's the first of several requirements towards a tax abatement.
They pay them first, and then if they qualify based on the provisions, they can get it. You got to produce jobs, you got to produce property values, and the number of employees and the salaries. So there's some things that, but if they don't perform, they don't get it.
Requests for comment from Gundler officials about the lack of activity at their year-old plant have gone unanswered. A College Station man is headed to prison for assaulting a Bryan police officer last April. The Brazos County District Court jury that convicted 30-year-old Johnny Gooden took an hour and a half to hand down an 8-year sentence. It took six officers in the occurrence to subdue Gooden after several shots with a taser failed. He had been stopped outside the BTU office after he was seen attempting to enter several parked cars. Gooden has been jailed since last August when he was picked up at the Chase Bank in Bryan after employees reported he was asking for access to Michelle Obama's account because he was her adopted son. In the last 11 years, Gooden has had 23 criminal cases, according to local court records. A letter is making the rounds online that claims to be a way for parents to get their kids out of the STAR test. It began with the Waco family, and it's been downloaded thousands of times. The Texas Education Agency says you can't just opt out.
The education code is pretty clear about parents not being entitled to remove their child from a class or from a school activity to avoid a test or to prevent a child from taking a subject.
The TEA's Lauren Callahan says refusing to take the STAR test could keep a student from going on to the next grade or getting a high school diploma. There is a national convention in Denver this week all about opting out of standardized tests. Some states do allow that choice, but not Texas. The topic of requiring algebra in two high schools takes center stage once again for state lawmakers.
At a meeting of the House Public Education Committee, Representative Justin Rodriguez questioned the need for the course with Higher Education Commissioner Raymond Paredes.
You're a professor in English.
Yes.
How often did you use Algebra 2? How about today?
Well, I used it a lot when I was helping my daughter with her high school algebra.
I know.
Rodriguez argues Algebra 2 is just an artificial barrier created to keep kids from college. Pereira says it's a course that provides students with critical thinking skills. Lawmakers scrapped the requirement for most students last legislative session. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
WTAW News Time. It's 7:36 and 63 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Early job seekers tried to find clever ways to send their resumes to employers, such as carrier pigeons.
Incoming!
Singing telegrams.
Jason has an MBA.
Today, all the modern job seeker needs is AggielandHelpWanted.com. You can upload your resume for free. So, instead of being clever...
And our next dedication goes out to that very special hospital administrator looking for an IT director.
You can just be smart. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 14th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
Good morning. It's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Well, a high temperature today. Maybe some showers out there, about 60% chance, but the high will be 75 degrees. Looks like the showers probably will be afternoon. 65 for our low temperature tonight. Then on Friday, we're looking at a 30% chance of rain, a high of 83. Saturday, Sunday, Monday will be in the middle 70s with sunshine. 63 and overcast right now in sports.
Coming up in sports, we'll talk Aggie football, specifically Johnny Manziel and Pro Day, plus spring practice, as well as a thing that could change college football forever from the National Labor Relations Board. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
The ruling came from one guy, the regional director of the National Labor Relations Board. He said that the time commitment of these players to their sport and the fact that their scholarships were tied directly to their performance on the field, those are reasons that they should have union rights. Union rights. Now, so who is going to represent college football players? Well, it's the National College Players Association, the NCPA. By the way, one of the main people in that is a former Northwestern quarterback, just saying.
Oh.
So, there you go, as you kind of dig into that. Now, the director of this is a guy named Ramaji Huma, who played football at UCLA. Now, Mr. Huma has apparently said that he can market value for men's football players about $137,000 a player on average. Basketball would be $289,000. So, you know, you got 90 players at $137,000 each. That's a lot of zeros, okay?
Yeah, it is.
My A&M consolidated math doesn't allow me to do that in my head. But, you know, and if you're talking $290,000, you got like 13 players on the basketball, so 14. So, anyway, a lot of money is what we're talking about there. Don't really think it's going to happen, but there you go. And as we discussed a little bit in the last half hour, you know, it is the free enterprise system. That would give you an opportunity to be able to market yourself in some way, shape, or form and your performance on the field. But, you know, for the kid right now who is third string, I mean, he's not going to work harder because of the money, I don't think. I believe he wants to be there and he wants to contribute and wants to compete. I don't know. The fact that he's going to get paid more, would that paid then, would that make him want to do that? Just saying.
Might it affect team morale?
Yes.
I wonder what it would do for retention, though.
Well,
if
no,
you're
let's
making
stop,
some
wait,
jack.
Let's stop. Let's stop there. Let's stop first. Let's go to what Patrick's talking about. Because, you know, we're talking about 18, 19, and 20-year-olds, okay? You're asking them to grow up and be in an adult world with really serious money at a pretty young age. And we already know that it takes some of them well into their pro careers to be making smart decisions. So, yeah, within the locker room first, that could be some problems. Let's take calls. Hello.
So what happens to the Division II and the Division III athletes?
Well, you know, not everybody can play in the big school, okay? And I'm not sure what you do about that. But, I mean, the truth of the matter is that's the way it is in the business world. There's some people who are at the upper echelon, and there are others who just aren't. Hello? Hello? Okay. Now, that would be, I guess as an example, would be professional baseball. You know, you've got smaller underleagues. Those guys make nothing. They make peanuts. And I guess peanuts would be better than nothing, which your D2 and D3 schools are, you know, those kids
right. Have
a chance, a very, 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 very slim chance of making it into the play-for-pay thing. But anyway, so what were you saying,
Kevin? I'm curious about what it would do for retention. Because if you're on the bubble, but you're making, say, you know, another $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 next season. Do you stay in college that
you're assuming that their pay goes up. I don't know. There's nothing in there. Why would there be any reason that their pay would go up?
Oh, I just mean, you know, let's say they have a base salary and they're making $40,000 a season.
All right.
Instead of leaving for the NFL where they may or may not be drafted, they stay that one more year because you always hear them talk about it.
Yeah.
Because at least they're making some money.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. If you're good enough to make it, you're going to go, I think. But nonetheless, it's in its infancy. It's really in its infancy.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Yeah, so we'll see how that happens. Well, let's talk about it this way, though. Let's take athletics and push it over there. Because, you know, there are schools, too, you know, that teach people. And just in time for that, an organization called PayScale has released their 2014 college ROI report.
Uh-huh.
This ranks U.S. colleges and universities based on their return on investment. In other words, what you're getting. Are you getting your money's worth career-wise out of those tuition dollars that you are putting in? Now, be warned that most of these schools are the hardest ones to get into, okay? You're not going to find anybody that you wouldn't, I don't think you'll be too surprised. They took the top five private universities.
Harvard.
Number five is, no, as a matter of fact, Harvard is not in here.
Really?
Stevens Institute of Technology is number five. Number four is Stanford. Number three is California Institute of Technology, that's Cal, okay? Then number two is MIT, and number one is Harvey Mudd. A lot of people haven't heard of Harvey Mudd. It's mm-hmm. in California, okay. And it's the truth. I mean, it's the real deal, that's for sure. It's like rice on steroids.
Yale and Harvard aren't there.
Nope, they are not. They are not. The top five public universities, this is return on investment. Missouri University of Science and Technology. Huh?
Never heard of it.
Nope. Massachusetts Maritime Academy. Huh?
Never heard of it.
All right. Three, Cal Berkeley.
Heard of it.
Two, Georgia Tech.
Heard of it.
Number one, Colorado State of Mines.
Yep.
That's M-I-N-E-S, not M-I-N-D-S.
Yep. Very nice.
Yes,
very nice.
You. But anyway, so...
Colorado School of Mines has been around for a long time.
Sure. What the pay scale report doesn't tell you is how likely it is that you'll score a spot in the freshman class. Harvey Mudd, the school with the highest overall rating, admits 19% of its applicants. 19%. Stanford, MIT, 8%. Stanford, 6%. So these are... These are folks who can pick and choose. Hello.
Hey, with this new ruling, if you know football players are being paid, you know, $100,000+, what does Title IX require for
Team? Thanks. We brought that up. A caller brought that up in the last half hour. You know, not sure exactly what that would mean. That's why this has just happened. I mean, this is 24 hours old, not even. And what the shakeout will be is interesting. It may die as quickly as the Saban rule about the being able to snap the ball in a certain amount of time. I mean, I just, you know, hello.
Hey, if these athletes are now considered employees, can employees be fired?
Yes.
Well, yes, I would think. Thank you. I would think so, you know. Now, of course, union.
Oh.
But no, but you see, no, wait, this is where, now, all right, let's talk about that for a second, okay? All right. Hey, the brotherhood of the union, you do one of ours wrong, we're all going to stand united. Okay, you going to go on strike, Northwestern, if they decide that the such-and-such, like the starting right tackle, did something that caused him to be fired? Are you not going to show up for your game against Wisconsin and stand, you know, and stand as a union? I don't think that's going to happen.
Hey, Scab, you're offsides.
You want to talk about bringing in the backup folks? Yeah, I believe, you know, call out and go, all right, let's say we need football players for this weekend. Zoom. You know,
It's not like they're not going to fill the spots.
Yeah, they will. But that would be interesting to watch the rest of the team have to go on strike for one of their brethren who's been wrongly terminated.
Think of the ramifications for that. At A&M, let's say last year, Manziel is in the running. They're doing more than well.
Yeah,
and there's a chance he wins the Heisman Trophy. But the defensive linemen are not happy. They're going on strike.
Yeah, well, okay.
And you leave your team out. That's not going to happen.
No, that wouldn't happen. No, but I mean, if we're talking about a termination of somebody, I mean,
but even if that does happen, and you've got a chance to win the Heisman Trophy, you're not going to go on strike that week.
I think the fact that this is this one news story has precipitated this much conversation about this many topics is evidence that maybe it's going to be a little longer before we see anything of this sort.
That's probably right.
Here's one of the things that I think of now. This is really going to cause a problem because we're coming up on the end of the time when you can apply for Obama health care. I mean, tell me what's more important in most people's worlds, college around here, college football, or signing up for Obamacare. So don't take your eye off the ball, so to speak. Let's remember what's really important.
Whether at work or play, your trucks and equipment take a beating every day. Make them last with Rhino Lining Protective Coatings. If you're investing in a new truck or just looking to add life to your existing truck, trailer, RV, and equipment, Rhino Linings is a proven solution. The new Rhino Extreme Coating offers superior resistance against chemical, rust, and corrosion, as well as durable impact resistance to withstand those heavy loads. If you want an industrial-strength truck bed liner, go extreme. Get yours today at Texas Custom Outfitters on Highway 6 in Navasota. Call for more info, 936-870-3009.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Do you remember back in grade school when you played tetherball? Who would have guessed that a game found on playgrounds everywhere could teach us so much about parenting? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I had some pretty stern father figures when I was a child. My stepdad, Hank, was a master at inventing strict rules and tedious punishments. My foster father, Mr. Real, was a bit of an odd character. In fact, once he forced me to prove I was a man by slaughtering a chicken. Not only were they harsh men, they had another trait in common as well. Neither one of them made me feel loved. And that's where tetherball comes in. A father's relationship with his children is a lot like this familiar playground game. As the parent, you're the sturdy pole. Your child, well, the ball. And the rope or the tether that connects the two of you is love. That's an important metaphor. As long as that tether remains intact, the ball returns to the pole no matter how far away it spins. But if that tether breaks, the ball will be lost. Strangely enough, I owe this insight to Hank and Mr. Real. Their negative example showed me exactly what positive parenting looks like. It's about keeping the tether of love between you and your kids strong. That may sound simple, but it's the key to giving your kids a balanced and well-rounded life. For helpful parenting advice, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dynavite. This stuff is amazing. The first day that I gave Sweet Pea and Daisy the Dynavite for cats, I did add a little bit of the Lick of Chops, and they absolutely loved it. All the vitamins, the minerals, you know, they also enjoyed the num-nums, the nub-nubs or whatever they're called, the treats that also came along with it.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
They're just running through the house. They're playing. My Sweet Pea will walk in front of me. She'll stop where she's at, drop and roll onto her back, and then expect me to rub her belly. Just like a kitten, Daisy and Spooky have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again. Oh, I'm sorry. I wish they would make a product for us humans to give us the same amount of energy and funk that Dynavite for cats are given for my cats. The phone number is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:50. The eyes of the football world have turned to Aggieland for Johnny Manziel's Pro Day. Pro scouts are assembling to see Johnny Football throw for the first time, and Johnny will be playing what amounts to a very expensive game of catch with Mike Evans, Travis Labhart, Darrell Walker, Nehemiah Hicks, and Ben Molina. Expensive because this very well could determine where Manziel falls in May's NFL draft. Coach Sumlin, well, he expects some good things from his signal caller.
I think he's going to do well, and like you said, there's a lot of people going to be here. My phone blowing up today with, you know, we got a bunch of head coaches and coordinators and GMs, and at least one owner is going to be here, so it'll be a big deal. And you know, if it wasn't, all those people wouldn't show up.
That was the last question asked in the press conference following spring practice number 10 for Texas A&M football, with the majority of the time being spent talking about special teams. Coach Sumlin was asked if A&M had reached a level of recruiting that would allow him not to have starters on the field for that phase of the game.
That'll never be the case. We've always utilized starters on special teams. And when I was a special teams coordinator at Oklahoma, we had some pretty good players running down the field on kickoff and on the punt team, too, because those are critical plays in the game. To say that you don't have or you won't have your best players out there is really, I don't think that'll ever be the case with me as a coach.
Now on to something that stirred up quite a bit of controversy right here on the radio with the Infomaniacs. In a decision that could change the face of college sports, a regional director of the National Labor Relations Board in Chicago has ruled that football players at Northwestern University can create the nation's first college athletes union. The suit was brought in part by former Northwestern quarterback Kane Coulter, and here's his reaction.
You know, today has been a huge success for not only Northwestern football players, but for college players around the nation. And, you know, we should find great pride in that and in that we're taking steps, on our journey to secure basic protections and basic rights.
Time now to hop to the hardwood, where it came down to the wire for SMU basketball last night in the NIT quarterfinals.
You know, we hadn't been in a game like this. Well, one against Virginia early in the year, and we didn't execute with 16 seconds.
They did last night, and by the way, that was Coach Larry Brown, the head coach of the Ponies. Nick Moore made a three-pointer with 6.5 seconds left to lift SMU past California, 67-65. They advance now to the NIT semifinals. In the NCAA Sweet 16, Baylor and Wisconsin have never met on the basketball floor, but they will today for a trip to the West Regional Finals. Winner gets to go. In Major League Baseball spring training, Dylan Gee pitched 6 innings of no-hit baseball, and the Stros beat the New York Mets 9-6. Colby Lewis threw 5 scoreless innings for the Texas Rangers in a 5-3 win over the Seattle Mariners yesterday. Lewis is trying to get his spot back in the starting rotation after an off-season hip surgery. Here's skipper Ron Washington on his starter from yesterday.
If anyone can come back from this, it would be Colby. And so far, so good. No setback. The ball is coming out of his hands real good.
The only action in the Lone Star State in the NBA was Tim Duncan and the San Antonio Spurs. He had 29 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 assists. San Antonio overcame a fourth quarter collapse to beat the Denver Nuggets 108-103. Here's Coach Popovich on the Spurs sputter.
We played a good half. We played a bad half. You know, the NBA's 48-minute game, and you got to keep playing. We started with six turnovers in the first, I don't know how many in the beginning, but three or four right off the bat in the third quarter. Sort of set the tone. They ran it back great, kept their energy, and went and made a run, and that was that.
A quick programming note for you. Third seed Texas A&M women's basketball is headed to Lincoln, Nebraska Saturday. The NCAA has set the start time for the game at 6 o'clock, which means pregame hits right here at Aggieland at 5:45. And there'll be a bunch of Aggies in Austin. Texas A&M men's swimming and diving team will be seeking their 19th straight top 15 national finish in the 2014 NCAA championships that start today. And while they're there, they may run into a lot of Aggie track and fielders. The 87th Texas Relays is this week, and the Aggies will contest 11 relays, 27 individual events, and one multi-event. And so far, Jenna Hammond is currently in 8th place in the heptathlon among a field of 24 athletes. And that has been a look at your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Pete Larry with Harvey Borschbangers. It's Mardi Gras season and time for some celebrating Brazos Valley style. That means the Cajun Burger is back for a limited time at Harvey Borschbangers. We hand bread Andouille sausage and Angus beef to make a wonderful patty unlike anything you've ever tasted. Then we cook it just like you want it and melt pepper jack cheese over the top. Now for the real kicker. We hand-bread crawfish tails, fry them to a golden brown, and pile them on top of the patty and melted cheese. All that goes on a grilled sourdough bun, warm on the outside and crispy on the inside with mayo, lettuce, and tomato. Finally, we surround that Cajun burger with the best fries in town. Select Idaho potatoes, hand-cut and cooked twice so they're done in the middle and crispy on the outside. I don't think we've ever had one of our specialty burgers that garnered the rave reviews the Cajun burger had last time we featured it. And if you missed it last time, here's your chance. The Cajun Burger, only at Harvey Borschbangers, 1802 Texas Avenue, just south of Harvey Road and College Station. Home of the Banger Burger, the Brazos Valley's original and still best gourmet burger.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It's time to put John Deere to the ultimate test, yours. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater's Bryan location on Saturday, March 29th between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. for our Drive Green event and Tractor College. We'll have John Deere equipment for you to test drive so you can see for yourself what sets John Deere apart from the rest. Plus, our tractor and implement experts will be providing free hands-on learning and answering all your John Deere equipment questions. Visit us online at cptractor.com to see our full line of equipment and find a location near you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Let's hit the road.
Let's go.
It's that time of the year again. Time to get out of the house and hit the road with a brand new camper from RV Station in Bryan. Spring markdowns are incredible. How big is this sale?
It is magnormous.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
It's the best prices of the year on the best brands in the country.
Brands like Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, and Raptor. You know, the good stuff. The brands are incredible. The prices are incredible. And right now at RV Station in Bryan, the selection is better than ever. Get out of the house and get a brand new 2014 Canyon Cat, just $99.95. How about a Jayco J-Flight Swift 264 BH, just $139 a month?
$139 a month. Let's go!
As always, you get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Get to RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA, online, rvstationonline.com. Canyon Cat stock number 2394, Jayco stock number 2691, sale price $15,750, 10% down, 5.99 APR, 144 months WAC.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We do the top 10 television shows from time to time. How about the top cable shows and top syndicated shows from last week?
Okay.
Sometimes that's a big deal. And your cable shows, number 9 was the NCAA playoffs. That'd make sense. Number 8 is WWE Entertainment.
Wrestling.
Yeah, wrestling on Monday night. Pawn Stars is number 7. Number 6 is wrestling on Monday night. I didn't know it was on twice a week, but anyway. Real Housewives of Atlanta in at number 5. Another Pawn Stars in at number 4. Number 3, 2, and 1. It's Duck Dynasty, Talking Dead, and Walking Dead. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Is there a Talking Dead?
Yeah, they do. They recap the show with the stars. They sort of did that with Breaking Bad. They
okay,
did
sure.
Talking Bad.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, mm-hmm. Matter of fact, they're back-to-back, aren't they? I see here.
Mm-hmm.
One's on at 8 o'clock, the other's on at 9. Here are your syndicated shows.